Ring, ring.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be recorded or monitored. Press star to continue.
Star. Welcome back.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing?
What's up, Nate? Give me one.
Hey, I've only got 15 minutes here. You'll hear a beep eventually.
Oh, shit.
2 minute warning.
2 minute warning. 2 minute warning. 2 minute warning. I'm just going to do this. Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Check Service Industry Podcast. I'm Rashawn Parker, where we talk about all things service industry related and whatever the hell else I feel like talking about. If you haven't yet, please go watch my television series, Beyond the Check Worker Owner Edition, now streaming on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV. Fox's Tubi TV. It's free TV. Yeah. Happy New Year! My guest today is somebody who I've known for literally a quarter of a century. I've spent many a crazy New Year with him. And he knows a whole shit ton about ramen noodles. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, Nate Burchard.
Hey, that's me, Nate Burchard. Can somebody call my mom while we're at it and let her know I finally made it as a success? I'm going to talk about prison food on a live TV show, so we need to make sure we get her a phone call. I haven't given her much to be proud of over the last 42 years, but this is the thing.
This is it. We love you, Mom.
We have had some good New Year's together, haven't we?
We have had some crazy freaking New Year's together. I remember one specifically that involved a game called Bag Lips.
Ah!
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a good prison game.
No. Okay, so it was New Year's. I don't know what New Year, probably fucking like 20 years ago, right?
Had to be.
And it was a New Year's party at my mom's house, which was in the middle of the country with a bunch of like hippies who live around the middle of nowhere, like Meigs County, Ohio, right?
Beautiful out there, though.
Yeah. And someone like, I don't know, I think they ate a bunch of mushrooms.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
And the entire neighborhood played this game called Bag Lips. And if nobody out there knows what Bag Lips is, I'll just tell you real quick. You go around in a circle with a paper grocery bag, right? You remember?
Yeah, vaguely.
Vaguely. And then you would take turns bouncing like a chicken and popping your head down, like pecking at the bag to pick it up. And then once everybody made it around the circle, you cut like an inch off of the bag and you go back around the circle and everyone hops on one leg like a chicken and then bounces over to pick it up again. Right? And then they just keep cutting it down until the people can't bend down to pick it up without falling over, right? And so the winner is the person who can literally pick up the like half an inch of fucking bag at the bottom of the ground.
And or who eats like the most chicken. Mushrooms.
Or, yeah, I'm sure the mushrooms probably helped. Anyway, Happy New Year, buddy.
Yeah, you too, man. It's going to be a good one. I'm here in northern Florida right now, so the weather's beautiful.
Yeah, it's actually sunny and like 70 here, too.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with, man.
Good old Better. South. It's 2022. How the fuck did that happen?
Snow and everything.
Did you ever think you'd see 2022?
You know, I didn't. According to my doctors, I never would have either, so I'm in great shape. Because I was definitely supposed to kick the bucket a long time ago, according to modern science.
But you haven't. You're a miracle.
No, yeah, so we can conclude that they're full of shit.
You want to tell me about that? Like, why are you a miracle?
Oh, well, I've been dead 5 times now in total, and I inherited a really awesome heart condition from my father. And by the time I was 30, my arteries were completely clogged. No thanks to the ramen, by the way, because I didn't even learn everything about that until the year after.
So we don't blame the ramen noodles.
We're not blaming the ramen for any of it. It was completely hereditary. And somehow my body manufactures its own cholesterol at a rapid rate. And so my arteries clog as soon as they do a surgery, within months, if not shorter than that, they're starting to clog again. So, and now I've hit a point where they can't do any more surgeries and blah blah blah. But
so now you just have to eat healthier.
Yeah. I mean, there's not, and even that doesn't make a huge difference because my body makes the cholesterol on its own,
regardless of what you eat.
Yeah, yeah, it manufactures it. Your body, it turns out that the cholesterol is actually the belief is by academia that if you stay away from saturated fat and things like that, that, you know, your body will, you'll lower your cholesterol, but you actually need the cholesterol. What happens is the cholesterol, if you have inflammation on the inside of your veins, the cholesterol will stick to it like a Band-Aid and try to heal it. And this is actually a good thing, but, you know, if you've got so much in there, it'll clog it completely, and then the blood can't get through. So it's like a, so the idea is to cut down on the inflammation versus to lower the fat.
Right.
Was what I've learned, but they don't tell you that. You have to go find that out on your own. They tell you all to take cholesterol pills and keep your cholesterol down.
No, there's
your body actually needs the saturated fat.
There's a documentary about eating meat, right? That basically just meat makes inflammation, sugar makes inflammation. And so the less meat, sure, alcohol makes inflammation, right?
Yeah. Right. Salt and sugar are the two biggies in dairy.
Dairy. Meat.
Yeah, it causes the inflammation.
Well, I guess you'd just be slightly pescatarian.
And, so, and again, ramen noodles are nowhere on these lists. So, you know, you can feel free as much as that you want, kid. It's good for it's zero cholesterol according to the package.
All right, ramen noodles. Okay, yeah. So this call is not actually coming from jail because you are no longer an incarcerated man.
I was a free man.
You've been a free man for a while now.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, going on 7 years.
So, but during your stint,
yeah, I went to a very special cooking school that you have to do, and only certain people can get in. And it's almost like a cooking retreat of sorts. It's a 6-year cooking retreat that I took, and behind lock and key in Ohio. And when you come out, you're a certified prison chef.
Certified prison chef. Okay, yeah. So let's discuss some meals that it's the holidays right now, so it's New Year's. So let's just bust that one out.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, because it all starts with the basis of ramen noodles.
All right.
And you can pretty much go anything you want to from there. But the idea behind all prison food is a fried ramen noodle. And so what you need to do there is you need to take your pack of noodles and smash it up small as you can, like grains of rice. Now, out here on the street, we're lucky enough to use our kitchen counter. But in prison, we had concrete floors throughout, which worked just as well. And you can throw the bag down and smash it on the floor however you want to, but you got to break them up really small till they're about like grains of rice. And then you're going to put them in the bowl and put the seasoning on them. No water, just put them dry in the bowl and put the seasoning packet on it.
All right.
And then next thing you do, 45 seconds in the microwave, just like that, dry.
Dry.
And when you're done with that, you put on about 3 or 4 teaspoons of water. You just give it a little splash of water. And stir it up, back in for 30 more seconds, fry it again just like that. It'll come out steaming, and it'll be pretty crispy. And you just do a little bit more water, and then give it a minute in the microwave, and it comes out, you know, there's going to be no liquid in this thing. It's all just, they're just dry noodles. And then, but they'll get some moisture from the little bit of water that you use. And then that's your bed for every single dish.
That's the base. It's like
So everything goes right on top of that.
Of the beginning of all jail foods.
Yes. Yeah. And if you're lucky enough to be able to smuggle some of that stuff back from the chow hall, you're welcome to throw that in there too. But most of the time you're stuck with the commissary stuff. So this time of year around New Year's, being as it's cold, I would make a chili break. And you can buy a packet of Bush Creek chili that comes in a little bag.
Nope.
And so you're going to put that right on top of that bed of noodles.
All
right. And then you're going to put some squeeze cheese on there. I like to go with the city cow, jalapeno squeeze cheese.
All right.
And, you know,
I'm in.
Yeah. And so that's going to be your chili break right there.
All right.
We call all these are different. All the different variations are called a break of any kind for some reason. I'm not sure why.
All right. So chili break, ramen, chili, squeeze cheese.
Yes. Yep. And then if you would like to go the extra step, if you're rich that Christmas, you can buy a summer sausage as well. And you cut that up real small. And I like to fry that in the microwave first by itself. The grease comes off of it.
Right, right. Now, my grandfather was a huge fan of frying all things in the microwave. As soon as microwaves were invented, he was like, bologna, microwave, bacon, microwave.
Hey, that space oven really gets it done quick, doesn't it?
Filet mignon, microwave. I was like, Grandpa, what are you doing?
Hey, you can cook anything in a microwave. That's one thing I learned in prison. You have no choice but to use hot water in a microwave to cook everything you can cook, so you have to figure it out, you know?
Right. The necessity of invention.
Now, you can also do, if you want to make more of a traditional style of ramen, you can make a pizza crust out of it.
What?
Yep, and so you're going to need a piece of plastic for that and your 2.4 cubic foot storage box.
Okay.
That we are all issued by the state.
All right.
And what you'll do there is you'll take, you know, three or four of those soups, and you're going to smash them up again. But this time you're going to make them with water like you normally would. And then you drain that water out, and then you smash it down really flat and smash it together with the plastic.
Down into the
box.
And then
you let it dry out on there for a half hour or so, and then you'll have a pizza crust.
Huh. All right. Ramen crust. I mean, because it is basically just flour and water, right? It's a ramen, and pizza is just crust with flour and water. Right? Brilliant. So what do you put on the pizza? Hello? Hello?
Okay, usually you put summer sausage on it.
Oh, hey, there you are.
And some pizza sauce. And you've got a box pizza, we call it. Well, that's because it's made on top of a box. And the only flat surface you can really find in there is spread it out.
Copy that. So do you put squeeze cheese on top?
Yeah, you put squeeze cheese on it and summer sauce. And you've got a ramen box pizza.
Ramen box pizza. Is it also, yeah. Is it a break as well? Is it just...
Yeah, well, no, the pizza's called a pizza. Okay. Everything else would be called a break. Because you can make like a tuna break. They'll sell you, you know, everything comes in little packets, right? And you know, the pouches of tuna you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll do that. You'll fry noodles. You'll put, and you've got a tuna break.
Yeah, I also got a break in what you just said. What was the second part?
Oh, okay. So you'll fry the noodles like we talked about.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the tuna, you'll buy a pouch of tuna, like the bumblebee pouches.
Yeah, got that. That.
Uh-huh. So you put squeeze cheese and tuna on it, and you've got a tuna break.
Do you get different types of squeeze cheeses? Like, is there a variety of squeeze cheese?
Because there are. There is.
So, like, all right, what are we looking at as far as cheese is concerned for options here?
There is hot and regular.
There is hot and regular. Holy shit.
And that's it.
All right. We got hot and regular. Two options to work with. Fantastic.
Yeah. And these are a brand called City Cow. And it doesn't seem to be able to find it out here. A lot of these products are exclusive to that cooking school. So
copy that. Copy. So we're going to have to get the off brand out here. Well, maybe actual.
And the other thing is you need to put chips on these. So you buy a bag of chips and you do it the same like you would the noodles. You smash it, poke a hole in it, and then you smash them all up to a fine powder, your potato chips.
Car.
Or Cheez-Its.
Or Cheez-Its.
And you put those on top of everything. So once you've got your tuna break done, you get your cheese and your tuna on the top, and you sprinkle it, the coat top, with potato chips.
Because you need a little crunch, right? Got to have a little crunch.
Yeah, that's exactly why you do it. You need a little crunch.
So how many different chips do we have to work with here?
Now these are only available in prison, these chips. I'm so glad you asked.
Okay.
These are called Moon Lodge brand. Whole shebang.
Moon Lodge.
Is the flavor. They're called shebang chips.
Shebang.
And, yes.
You got to keep it fun up in the jails, huh?
It says the whole shebang right on the bag because they're like an all season type of chip, but they're actually, that was my favorite thing they had in there was the whole shebang chips.
So is it just one flavor of chips or?
No, there's that. And then they've got the hot barbecue.
Hot barbecue. Yep. Not hot barbecue.
It's hot three times according to the label.
Triple hot. Copy that.
Triple hot. And then just regular. So yeah, you've got the hot, the whole shebang, and then regular chips.
Three options. All right, so we got three chip options.
And then you've got generic brand Cheez-Its. You can buy off brand Cheez-Its and an off brand club cracker if you so desire.
Fantastic. All right, so that's actual five options of crunchy things that we have to put onto our dishes. That's
Yeah, that's fun. Some people like the hot barbecue. I put shebang on most of mine, but the shebang chips would disintegrate a bit quicker because they were the kettle style. And the hot hots are a wavy ripple chip, so they have a little more meat to them. And, I mean, you can only learn these things one way, man. I mean, there's only one way you could possibly know any of this.
Trial and error. Or are you listening to this podcast right now? You have to go to
that special cooking school, the 6-year cooking retreat that I took.
Right. I mean, yeah, you can just start in outside school.
And the cool thing about it is they never let you leave. So that way you can't quit paying attention.
Oh, shit. All right. So we got a tuna break. I got a chili break. Give me one more break.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I was going to go into, I haven't even gotten to the desserts yet.
Oh, we're not even there yet. We're still working our way. Let's see, we got pizza.
Yeah, we got tuna break and a chili break. And then you can do a Jack Mac as well. They had a mackerel that you could buy in pouches as well. People would do that. They call it Jack Mac.
So like and ramen that was, mac and cheese with fish?
Yep. Yeah, and if you could, if you can,
hold on. Let me see if bring, I can, let me see if I can guess it.
Yeah, give it your best shot.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with you. Do it just like you normally would. You crunch up the ramen, right, and you fry it. But then you just add cheese, the cheese mac, and then just a packet of the fish.
Yep, just a packet of fish, and then of course the chips.
And what you want to do? What you want to do with the microwave, real quick, with the cheese on it, so it like heats up the cheese, or what are we doing there?
Now, so here's what you do. I'm so glad you asked.
I'm glad
you have to. As soon as the soups are done frying initially, the bowl so hot it melts the bottom. For some reason, when you fry those soups with no water in them, it really gets hot. And when you come out, there's steam coming off of it. So you just put your cheese in with that immediately,
and just
and stir it around.
Like Velveeta.
So that your base is actually like a cheesy ramen.
Right.
Thick sub.
Like Velveeta.
So that melts the cheese together with the noodles and the initial thing. Gotcha. And then you can squirt some on the top too just for looks if you really want to, if you really want to make it look nice.
little dollop swirl.
You got to have a little curb appeal with this prison food, man. Nobody's going to share it with you.
I mean, take the chips and just give them a little, salt bay on top,
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to be able to steal that from the chow hall, you can. There's stuff like you can buy hot sauces and all that on the commissary too. And if you get lucky enough, you can get two food boxes a year from your mom. And there's some exclusive items in there that you just can't get. And so you can make breaks with those too.
So special breaks, breaks that only
habaneros
that only certain food box only can make because they're their family sent them some food.
Yeah, because their mom ain't going to send them a box. But I got lucky. My mommy sent me two boxes every year. So I was able to get the habanero sweet cheese, which is only available from food box.
Okay, so she didn't actually send you like a box of food from like home that she had to order a special commissary to be sent to you?
Yeah, but it has to come from their company. You fill out a piece of paper and send it to your mom, and then she orders what you ask her for.
It's like
or your girlfriend or whoever you can get to do it for you.
Right.
But then there's stuff on that you can't get in the commissary, like there's Boston cream honey buns.
What?
That you can't buy in there.
That sounds delicious, actually.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good, but you wouldn't believe how good they taste when they only roll through twice a year.
Bet. So that's a season's greetings right there. That's a
bakery.
That's the fruitcake, if you will.
But another thing that people like to do is on Hamburger Day, is if you can smuggle your burger patty back from the chow hall. You can use that in a break. Do a lot. That's nice with spicy cheese ramen and a hamburger patty broken up. It's a really good break.
Like a hamburger helper.
Almost, yeah. Almost better.
Can you get regular macaroni and cheese noodles, or is it just all ramen?
They know you can do mac and cheese, but it's hard to do it in the microwave, but you can do mac and cheese.
The ramen's just an easier thing to work with.
Yeah, and it's just for some reason it really seems to work good. Trust me, when you try this, you're going to be surprised. I've made these for people out here, like, for example, Kevin and Ryan, who I'm down here with. They make them all the time now. That's the only way they'll make their ramen. It's fried.
I'm going to try it. I have some ramen in the kitchen.
Trust me, when you try this, you're going to be really surprised. You're never going to make it any other way.
So I do my ramen. I really like the creamy chicken, but you can never find it anywhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I just do the regular chicken, and I just add sriracha.
You want to tailor your flavor to your break, you know? Like, I like, with the cheeseburger break, I like to use a chili-flavored noodle.
Oh.
The chili-flavored ramen for that.
How many different flavors of ramens did you have?
Now, it varies based on whatever the discount club where they get it is trying to move. So, but they've almost always can get the chicken, and they have a lot of the creamy chicken in there too once in a while.
Really?
Yep. And the chili was another better popular flavor. Yeah. Actually, they've better selection of ramen, and it's cheaper in prison than you can buy on the street. They have to subsidize the commissary items. They're not allowed to make money off of them. So, so it's cheap. Like sometimes you'll buy the package. A dollar or whatever, and it'll be 7% in it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so they subsidize the commissary to a certain point.
So you ever think about opening like a break restaurant?
Well, you know, I think the customer base might be limited. if I could get a food truck inside the yard,
cool for millennials, right? Like, hey, jail food, son. Like, oh, have you been over to the break? Have you tried the break? Oh, great.
That's actually not a bad idea, Rashawn.
You know, make the kids feel cool.
That's actually not a bad idea at all. Well, nothing will make them feel as cool as when they really step their first time in prison and make their first break.
Right.
You know, the satisfaction of that is just, I can't put into words.
The restaurant is designed in little prison cells.
Exactly. See, there you go.
You guess you can't get locked in your little cell. And eat your
bread. There's nothing I like. Nothing I enjoy more than eating a meal behind lock and key.
Right.
You
know? I mean, just to give them the real experience. Maybe even have the servers just be angry guards.
That's not a bad idea.
Just, like, yell at you.
Hey, they could even smoke dip cigarettes off the ground.
Would it work? I don't know. Maybe.
But that's actually not a bad idea. You know, like if you prepare the stuff like I'm telling you, you'd be really surprised.
Oh, I would love
My buddies down here, Kevin and Ryan, they've tried it like I do it, and they love it now.
I would love to
Their mom even asked me to show how to do it.
How fun would it be to see a show with, like, Ramsay, where he just gets thrown into, like, a jailhouse, and it's like, all right, make some gourmet shit, Gordon.
You know, I would challenge him right now to a ramen cook-off. I would take on Gordon Ramsay in a ramen cook-off. And we'll see who can do what. And there's no, he's not allowed to put any of that, God, what's he make with everything? It's escaping me now. There's a risotto. Yeah. No risotto. You got to use a ramen.
He probably would try to make a ramen risotto.
Yeah, he's always trying to make risotto. But we're going to rule that out. That's going to be against the rules for purposes of this competition.
Have you ever tried a ramen risotto?
No, I haven't. But I made my own chili. I'm going to make my own chili break today, matter of fact. I've got two chili-flavored soups there, and I made some homemade chili yesterday. So, for that, I love it.
Oh, you made homemade chili? How do you make it?
Good, if you put that stuff in.
What's your really chili? Good. What's your chili recipe like? How are you making?
My chili recipe is you use cherry coke and a lime.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's really good. Yeah, you cook your meat in there, and then pour a whole cherry coke in it. And you put cut a lime in half, drop that in there, and then you put your tomato paste in. You kind of make your sauce that way. Let that boil for a while before you put anything else in it. You just want to cook the meat, the tomato paste, and your cherry coke. Then cherry cook that coke. Down with the not sugar, Dr. kind of caramelize a bit.
Not Dr. Pepper.
No, but that would work too. You know, anything, any pop full of sugar is going to work.
Yeah, you're a cherry coke guy, though.
I prefer a cherry coke and a lime because it makes me think I'm having cherry lime something.
It's almost a tropical chili.
Yeah, it's telling you, it's really good. It's really good. People laugh when I tell that, but I make it. It's good.
Oh, people put Dr. Pepper and all kinds of shit.
And I also root like beer? To use instant coffee in it. And
Coffee?
I've made it with IPAs before. It was good, too. Yeah.
I usually put some beer in my chili.
Yeah, an IPA makes real nice chili.
You put whiskey in your
chili? But then I like to put black beans and corn in it as well.
I do some black beans, corn.
Yeah. And if you've got it, zucchini.
Zucchini?
Yep, just a little bit of zucchini. Chop it up real small.
Huh.
I don't like to put peppers in mine. No. I think zucchini and corn works a lot better.
I do all the peppers, onions, corn, beans, meat. Yeah. I think that's all.
Don't get too fancy. No. I don't put any onions in mine either. I use onion powder.
No, I like the onions.
Yeah, you to use onion powder and garlic powder in it, and then the rest just the bean meat.
I remember what I wanted to talk to you about. Okay, so one of the first dishes that I ever saw you make was you used to make this Alfredo.
Yeah,
you remember your chicken Alfredo?
I've got that down to the science now. I make it on all first dates. First time I cook for a girl, it's always that, and believe me, it works every time.
So it's chicken nuggets. You still use chicken nuggets, or what do you?
No, yeah. I've graduated to making a nice grilled chicken with it now.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but I've got the sauce down really good, and I like to make it with cheese tortellini sometimes too. All right, I don't use Alfredo noodles. I like a forkable noodle. I like to use penne or some cheese tortellini.
Yeah, I like bow tie with an Alfredo and vegetables.
Bow tie is great too. I like anything you pick up with a fork. I like a forkable noodle.
A forkable noodle.
My pasta. Yeah, I don't like the kind of guy. I don't like a twirly noodle.
Swirl?
A forkable. I don't want to swirl it, man. I just want to fork it up.
You're like, I don't want anybody else to potentially be at the other end of my pasta.
I learned that recipe from your sister.
Yeah. The Alfredo sauce itself.
A tear. All done, and I just took it from there.
So it used to be, it was chicken nuggets, and you'd put the chicken nuggets in the oven and then just make Alfredo noodles, and the chicken nuggets just went on top of it.
No, I know it sounds like I learned that one in prison, but I didn't.
That was, that skill probably helped once you got into the break room.
Ta-da. Yeah, listen, any cooking experience you got is going to help you translate, that's for sure. But, you know, the main thing you need to learn is trying to not let anybody see what you're cooking so you get it back to yourself.
Oh.
That way you don't have to share it.
You got to dip and dive.
Yeah, you just want to hide. Like, what are you making it? Oh, nothing. It's just a bowl of cereal.
Nothing special to see here.
Yeah, I'm just warming up the milk.
So we both love dogs, and we both had dogs together that have passed away when we were younger. But now we both have other dogs, and you have an Instagram dog.
Yeah, who I cook all of his meals for. I cook all of his meals myself, actually.
Yeah, and so you're also a dog chef.
Yes.
Not that you cook dog, you cook for dog.
Yeah, well, you know, I just decided that he's a small dog, and it's cheaper for me anyway. If you really compare the prices, what you can buy chicken thighs and chicken legs and things for at the store is half what you can buy dog food for. Don't want to take the time to prepare it.
Right. Munson is his name. Tell me about Munson. What is he?
So Munson is a 3-year-old Boston Terrier and my best friend on earth. And he's just been a really good dog.
Hold
really
on.
Lucky to have
you broke up.
You know, I've taken him to dog parks all over the country, and I've cooked him every food you can think of. As a matter of fact, I just cooked him a ton of steak this week.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Which was a really.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. So last week I cooked him a tomahawk steak, and we split that, which was a really good meal.
Oh.
And the bone, those things. I don't know if you've seen a tomahawk steak.
Hold on, Nate.
Yeah.
You're breaking up. You're all crackly.
You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Cool. Tell me about Munson again.
So Munson is a 3-year-old Boston Terrier, and he's my best friend on earth. And he's just been a really good dog, man. I've been really lucky to have him. He travels around the country with me. I've taken him to dog parks in all types of different states and on vacations, and all over Florida and Ohio, South Carolina. And I just take, just goes everywhere with me and does everything. He's just my best bud.
Yeah.
And he's a chocolate, he's a red Boston Terrier, so he's a chocolate color and white. And he's about 20 pounds. So he's a small dog, small bill.
But
and
he's well.
He does not shed, which is great. And he just travels everywhere with me. I take him most places that I go, and he's well known all around the neighborhoods.
And he's got
well known in.
He's got an Instagram account. What's his Instagram account?
So yeah, he's Munson Burchard at Instagram.
Munson Burchard at Instagram.
Yeah, and so I try to usually when I take him to new places, I try to put pictures of him at each park that I take him to. And sometimes I'll put him in front of, like, funny signs and whatever I can find wherever I want to sit him and take a photo of something.
Which are all adorable, by the way.
Yeah. He's a really good dog. He's just one of those lovable dogs that everybody seems to like.
What's his favorite?
So I'm really lucky to have him, actually. I got him in my life because it's a hard patient. They say, you know, that's good to have a puppy, and it gives you a goal to shoot for because you try to outlive the dog. And so that's my big goal right now is try to outlive the dog.
Jesus, got to have goals.
Yeah. Well,
he's not even that old yet. What is he, like 4?
No.
5?
Any day I'm turning 3. So that's still a long way to go for me.
You got this. I have faith in you.
But I got bad. One of us goes first. Trust me, the other one ain't going to be far behind. Because neither one of us is going to be able to live long without the other one.
No. I mean, who's going to cook for him if you're gone?
That right. way, none of us have, not one of us doesn't have to die of a broken heart.
What's his favorite meal? What do you think his favorite meal is?
So he's a chicken. He likes chicken the best out of everything. And, you know, I've tried everything. I make him pork tenderloin. I try to switch it up for him. But his favorite is steak and chicken. Are his two favorites. And so usually I'll make him chicken thighs. He likes the dark meat. And he likes the skin on it. I cut the skin up real small. And you cut the skin up into real little pieces. And mix that together with everything. And then you mix just a little bit of dry food in there. Because that way it helps clean their teeth.
And they need a little carbs. Not a lot of carbs.
Yeah, they just need a little bit of dry food. Something to crunch on. Almost like the break of the chips of a break. Right. You know? You got to give that to a dog too.
You should write a cookbook.
It's called a pound for a dog, though. They call it a dog pound, not a break.
They call it a dog pound?
It's a dog pound.
That's an actual
dog pound break.
Dog pound break.
Yeah.
You should make a cookbook. Just like a...
You know, I probably could, but I'll tell you, the recipes are not that intricate.
you know? That's not the point. The point is that you're there to follow the recipes. Like,
but yeah, they're very good and they're very edible. That's for sure.
I mean, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna get crazy.
But I like to put the tomahawk steaks. He really enjoyed that. That was one of his favorites. I gotta say, he likes rare red meat.
I'm gonna try to make a mushroom risotto.
I've never tried to make it.
No,
but it looks like it'd be good and everything. But that damn Gordon Ramsay puts risotto on every single dish. It just gets to a point where you think, okay, that's enough risotto.
That's enough risotto.
Like, what a surprise. Risotto again, Gordon.
I mean, technically he's known for that. Shoot, now I can't even think of it.
And I think it's beef Wellington.
The beef Wellington, yes, thank you.
The beef Wellington is another one of his big things.
I've never tried to make a beef Wellington either. I'd like to.
They say that's a tricky one, man.
Yeah, I do like to make just like a filet butt. Like just roast like a filet butt.
We should get involved here, get in the studio and do some of this stuff live, man.
Well, come on, we'll make some breaks on How to Food.
Well, maybe I'll come up there next week and we'll make some breaks live on TV. You really need to see this to believe it, you know.
How to Break with Nate Burchard.
I can explain it all day, but you really need to see it.
I mean, you really need to taste it.
Yeah, and we can do some fudge, too. You know, we can do some fudge with just a store-bought jar of peanut butter and a bag of sugar.
Do what? So,
yeah, can be done, too. And, of course, a microwave.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get to dessert. Fudge. How are you making what?
Yeah, they make fudge in there out of just, you can buy peanut butter in the commissary, and you can buy, there's obviously a very limited amount of sugar you can buy because of the people making wine. But if you buy your 2 bags of sugar and your 3 jars of peanut butter, you can make a whole tray of fudge, and then you cut that into 50-cent squares, and you double your money.
You sell the fudge.
Yeah, well, you sell for cigarettes. You get twice as much money out of it. You do 50-cent squares. You do 50-cent squares.
And cut it up.
But yeah, you can make a really good fudge just out of regular jar of peanut butter and a bag of sugar.
It's peanut butter fudge. Or does it taste like chocolate?
Peanut butter fudge. But there's no way to get there. You can buy like a Hershey syrup in there, but it doesn't seem to taste right if you try to put that in it.
No. Can you get chocolate?
You better have with just the regular peanut butter fudge.
Can you get like an actual Hershey bar?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, I think sometimes they had those. But the candy was kind of spotty, man. Like they would just have different ones each time.
Because it's not actual Hershey's, right?
No, it was. They had the brand of Hershey's, but you just don't know which kind you're going to get. Like sometimes they might have a Hershey bar in there. Sometimes it might have a Payday. Sometimes it might be a Snickers. Hmm. It would vary each time, whatever they were selling.
Throw that Snickers in my fudge.
Yeah, you couldn't get the same thing every week. You never knew what they were going to have at the commissary till you got up there.
Well, it keeps you on your toes. It's like going to a restaurant where they change the menu every day.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost kind of interesting. But, you know, you get there and they're all out of shebang chips, and you know you really get through a depressing phase.
Oh, no.
Nobody wants to be stuck eating hot hots all week.
Nope. I don't know. Never tried one. Maybe I'd like the hot hots.
But yeah, I mean, it'd be really nice. Yeah, we should do that sometime. We'll come up there and we'll make this stuff live so that the people can see how this really works.
Oh my God, I just thought of the name of the restaurant.
What?
Jailbreak.
There you go. Boom. Nate's Boom. Jailbreak.
Jailbreak. Where we'll treat you like a prisoner.
They'll be lining up to go. Well, I don't know. Actually, I don't know if that sounds like the place you would want to go into or not. But if it looked like a nice storefront, you wouldn't be so worried.
No. I mean, but then once you're inside, like, you know, it's all decorative.
Yeah, jailbreak. Yeah, jailbreak. Jailbreak. And then if it really takes off, we can have Jailbreak Express and just have a, you know, little chains everywhere.
I mean, it seems kind of like a drive-through place already, really, you know.
But, you know, to be honest with you, now that you mentioned it, I have seen that there is a trending thing now that people are used, that ramen restaurants are out there. There's restaurants out there that are specifically tailored to ramen.
But, like shitty ramen or like?
Yeah, not like fried ramen like I'm talking about, but they're using ramen or ramen noodle dishes. I saw one on a cooking show. They were in Japan doing this, obviously.
Right.
But now it's starting to come here too.
Oh, people love like actual real ramen.
Yeah, like noodle style.
Yeah, but we're talking Americanized, like fast food, like it was something that you would eat at a ball game, right?
Yeah.
Like then you could pretty much make at a ball game. So you're just basically switching out like the cheese, the fries, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you'd be surprised at stuff. It does. It tastes kind of like a pasta dish, you know, when you do it this way.
But so
it's hard to explain, really. You'd have to try it. But every time I've did it for somebody and they've tried it, they all love it.
I mean, ramen noodles are delicious. Like, I didn't eat them for years, right? Like, I was just like, ramen, because I used to buy them when I was poor. And they're not healthy for you, right? So they're just basically salt and carbs, but
yeah they're not that great or not that really good or bad for you.
But when I had COVID, like I couldn't taste anything, so the one thing that I really liked was ramen noodles, and was putting a shit ton of sriracha in it because like the sriracha,
yeah,
the sriracha would burn my face, and so I felt like I could like at least feel. And then after that, like,
yeah, I put sriracha like that, and it's really good in those. That's what you would do would be put that in the noodles too as your base. Oh, you'll love that.
And then now I want to eat. I like a pack of ramen like at least once a week, though,
right?
Again, because I like noodles and they're good. I also buy like the more expensive like ramen packets where you like add the water and the noodles are already like, you know, cooked and like rice noodly.
Uh huh.
Like the chalos or whatever the fuckers are
called. Yep. Yeah.
Those are good. I like them for breakfast because of watching, you know, Chinese, you know, you eat noodles for breakfast a lot. And we don't really do that in America, but I started eating noodles for breakfast and I really enjoy noodles for breakfast now.
Huh.
Yeah, it's so easy because it's so simple, right? It's like eating a bowl of cereal, but it's hot and it's a little spicy, and you know, it's
true. And it's and it's still sort of like a bready dish. There's no reason why that can't be for breakfast.
Yeah, toast, right?
It's just carbs. There's no reason why that can't be for breakfast.
We're just carb loading first thing in the morning is all we're really doing. Better than a donut. It's not
right. Sugar. Yeah, it's actually better for you than something full of sugar.
Mm-hmm. And it gives you the energy you need for the day, right? So like, you get all those carbs and the sugar from the carbs. That's enough. I mean, get crazy. Put some vegetables in there too, you know.
So I'm looking at a homeless guy standing on the corner right now, and his sign says "blah blah bullshit." I need money. I mean, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And he's got the outside decorated with blue marker and everything. He went the distance on this thing.
Blah blah blah. I need money.
It says blah blah bullshit. I need money.
You should give him $1, Nick.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna stop on the way back. I'm gonna give him some money on the way back. But you know, I'm like everybody else. We never carry cash these days.
I remember the first homeless person I gave money to. I was in San Francisco. Because Athens, Ohio, like there's no homeless people, right? So
no, we don't see them up there.
And the guy's we were walking on Fisherman's Wharf, and the guy's sign said, "I'm not gonna lie, it's for beer." And I was like, "Here's $5."
I'm not gonna lie, it's for beer.
And I was like, "I appreciate your honesty. Here's $5.
Go get yeah, damn beer. Right. Yeah, I like a whimsical homeless sign. You know, don't just tell me. Don't say, you know, homeless veteran. Don't try to use all that. You know, tell me what you're doing. You know, because it's hard to believe anybody could write that on there. You know,
or like I love the, you know, I just need gas money to get to. No, dude, I've seen you every day for a week. I'm pretty sure you don't have a car, and you're not trying to go anywhere.
The ones in Fort Lauderdale, I live down there. The they've been working the same corner for the past year. The same exact group of them.
Right.
I mean, the same exact people have been there for over a year that I know about.
Like, I just appreciate the honesty, you know, like, just be honest.
Funny thing, I was driving out down there one day, and I thought, I had these bottles of liquor in the car that I didn't want, and they'd been ridden my truck for like a week, and one of them was a bottle of Tito's, and one of them was a bottle of Jim Beam Peach, the huge bottles. Jim Beam Peach, which gross. Is, you can tell why I didn't drink that. And so I was like, I said, this isn't going to help you out very much, but you're welcome to those balls of liquor right there. And this lady looks in the window and stayed up for a minute, and she grabbed the Tito's and just walked away. Didn't even take the Jim Beam Peach.
Nobody wanted a Jim Beam Peach.
Yeah, no, yeah, they wouldn't even drink it on the street corner. They're like, nah.
Like, nah, I can't, no. I'm homeless, but I'm not desperate.
And another time, there was this homeless person with a dog on the corner, and I thought for sure that it was a guy, and I had just bought some dog treats at the store, so I pulled up, and I gave him the whole bag, and I said, "Here you go, man," and it was a girl.
I'm sure.
So I felt a little bit bad about that, but I still tried to do a good thing. Right. In the process,
you couldn't see their face at first. It's not your fault.
Yeah, but when I said that, I was close enough. I just wasn't trying to say, "Here you go, man," and it was a girl.
I mean, I think that's still okay. Like, yeah. Here you go, man. Like, you can, you know, guys, right? Maybe.
I felt a little bit bad. I could see that it hurt her feelings, but I didn't mean to do it at all. I just thought, you know, she had short hair, and it was hot out.
At least you're like, "Here you go, dude."
Yeah. All homeless people look the same, you know?
They all smell the same. Now there's some showers out there somewhere.
Well, they've got no excuses in Florida, man. There's salt water everywhere.
No, I take all of my leftovers.
They should be able to stay clean down there.
I take all my leftovers to Bum Square here in Savannah and like drop it off. Somebody will eat it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, like if they're like a bag of spaghetti, because I'm just not going to eat the leftovers, and so just take the spaghetti and like some plastic forks and be like, "Who wants the spaghetti?" Somebody.
Hell yeah, that's good of you.
Somebody will always take
it. See that? You haven't lost your spirit. I like that, Rashawn.
Well, I'm just going to throw it away, and I can't give it to the dogs. So, like.
Nah.
Sometimes if I.
They won't eat the spaghetti or.
Yeah. No,
yeah, Munson won't touch it either. He won't eat anything really like that.
They just shouldn't. His sugar's on the diet.
He won't eat any pasta or any bread. Nothing. I've tried to give. He won't eat pizza. Nothing like that.
sugar lead anything. That's a problem.
Munson just ain't like that. He only eats like certain things. He'll snub his nose there.
Oh, Bones will snub. He's like, oh, what's that? No. Treats. He doesn't like regular dog treats. Like, he loves his dog treats.
Yeah, but he'll eat other food from, he'll eat other dogs' dog food, but he won't eat his own.
Well, because
if he's eating other dogs, he'll eat their dog food just because he wants to be part of it. Click.
Yeah. Oh. I want to eat this too.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about fitting in with this dog food.
Bones doesn't care. If it's not what he wants, he's not eating it. So anyway, you got any New Year's resolutions?
Smoking again a month or two ago, so I'm going to drop that New Year's again. I did start smoking again, and I've been smoking for a couple months now, so it's got to stop. So, yeah. New Year's resolution is, that's going to be my last cigarette.
All right.
But I'm pretty sure I can do that pretty easy. I've quit before in the past, and it hasn't never been a problem, so.
I got to take this jewel off my neck.
So. Are you going to get rid of it? You gonna kick it?
Well, I'm having hip surgery on the 26th, so I have to quit smoking.
Of January.
So I have to quit smoking before that.
Wow.
Nicotine in your system. Then you can't have nicotine in your system.
Are you nervous about the surgery?
I was more nervous the first time. So the second time, just like, just get it over with.
Uh-huh. So what are they going to do?
Replace my whole right hip. So I'll have two brand new hips. I'll be able to run again and put my socks on.
Wow, that's nice. That'll be a good feeling.
Operation Walk, thank you so much for the Christmas present. I thoroughly appreciate the new hips and saving my life. Thanks.
Wow. So what happened to your hips?
I have hip dysplasia.
You just destroyed them over time? Or?
Yeah, you know, my dad never could, like, sit cross-legged or, like...
Yeah? Got the same hereditary thing, kind of?
Yeah, except he never had it looked at or checked out. He could just never bend, right? And so he couldn't cut his own toenails. He couldn't, like a tear always had to cut his toenails. And so, yeah. If you have your hips shaved down, if you have dysplasia, which is just your hip becoming oblong, it's not round, right? So it doesn't fit in the socket right. So it just, over time, crushes and destroys your cartilage. And you end up with arthritis and bone-on-bone hips. So, God. Yeah. So I get another one.
Well, that's a relief. That's big news, man. Yeah, that's cool as hell.
So, yeah, we're going to work on that and, try to not drink, not eat as much sugar, not eat as much meat.
Uh-huh.
That's just less of the bad things,
More. And you're going to quit. So when are you going to quit the Juul?
Like 2 weeks, like a week. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, maybe 2 weeks, maybe maybe the 25th.
Nicotine is terrible, kids. Never start.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Then you don't have to make New Year's resolutions to quit it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll see. I'll let you know what happens with mine. I feel pretty confident about it. I can come and go with the cigarettes as I usually pretty freely, so I don't think it's going to be too hard.
I got faith in you, sir. And, since it's the new year and all that COVID money ran out, if you need some cheap recipes, look into making some breaks, people.
Yeah, really? Yeah, so for New Year, I recommend a New Year's break for everybody out there.
All right. Super cheap, super simple, super delicious, and save yourself some money for the new year. Who knows what 2022 is going to bring.
Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
but everybody learned a lot.
I feel like definitely learned a lot, and I'm looking forward to potentially jailbreaks. That's
hopefully I'll see you soon, and we can try these in person.
Yeah, let's fry them up. Where can I follow the dog again?
It's Munson Burchard on Instagram. It's MUNSONBURCHARD.
Yes, follow Munson's adventures. They're fantastic. And
everybody, check it out. You'll love it. And I'll be sure to include a ramen break for the dog here one of these weeks coming up.
Right. You should just make a cookbook called Jailbreaks, and then you could have a dog section, too, inside the cookbook.
Well, I'll tell you, Rashawn, you kind of got the wheels spinning. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, might as well. Can't hurt.
I got the wheels returning right now. I'm gonna try to think back through the memory books of some of the better breaks we made.
All right. And start making a list of little dog recipes.
Yeah.
Dig it.
Well, we'll let Sugar and Bones try them out too. We'll have a taste testing, a taste off, and let's see. Because you need a little group of three to see which ones are really going to stick.
Right. Which ones are they going to go for? Just set them out and see which ones are, you know, their faves.
Yeah, we get two out of three, we're going to go with it.
I like it. Dig it. All right, you got a plan for 2022. You're making a cookbook.
I do now.
Awesome. Well, thank you for hanging out with me and telling me all about the breaks.
It's a pleasure, man. I love you. Thanks for having me on.
Tell Munson we love him, and Bones and Sugar say hello.
All right, and I'm going to be keeping up with the with your Instagram and stuff too. So let me know what's going on there.
Yeah, follow Beyond the Check _ Rashawn Parker. Yeah, just Google Beyond the Check. Listen to this podcast. Go watch my TV show, Beyond the Check, at Worker Owner Edition on Amazon and Tubi TV.
Right. It's on Tubi?
It's on Tubi. Fox is Tubi, or not Tubi.
Oh, good. You got it on Tubi?
It's on Tubi.
Oh, cool. Okay. About that. I can watch that.
Yeah, go watch that. Fucking A. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Rock and roll. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of Beyond the Check. Go watch my TV show. Cheers. Cool. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
We did
it. I am at the Home Depot right now. I've got three toilets to buy. I've got to put three toilets in today. So remember that too, kids, that if you end up in prison, you end up switching toilets out the rest of your life. Mama always told me to stay in school.
Well,
all right, well, man.
Do what you got to do, sir. All right, love you, buddy.
Love you, dude. Thanks.
All right, later.
Bye. Bye.